I can't tell you how much I love KEZW. I listen all the time.
You know, you told me on the phone when we first spoke several weeks ago, some story about listening KEZW middle of the night or something. Do you remember?
And I heard, and I heard it was like midnight or something, and I heard this girl singer, and she sounded sort of like I do. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, if she does that, I can do that. We could be sisters. And it was Nancy Lamott. And I went and bought every single album she ever had the next day, and then I found out that she had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But what a talented, you know, wonderful sounding, clear, gorgeous voice.
Exactly. You know, and another singer that you remind me of, who unfortunately is no longer with us either, is Eva Cassidy.
I love Eva Cassidy. Isn't she fabulous?
I discovered her probably about maybe 8 or 10 years ago. And it was one of those, I got to go out and buy everything she ever recorded.
Me too.
And occasionally, you know, she comes up in a rotation. Her version of Blue Skies
is wonderful.
It's a great song to begin with. You were alluding to some of the musicians that you've worked with over the years. Tell us about some of them and some of them that are on this CD, your new CD, Life Moments.
David Roberts, who you heard playing Accentuate the Positive and Story of Love, is no longer with us. And David and I worked together about 25 years. Fabulous, you know, amazing keyboard player. And then I was fortunate enough to learn about a young man, because he's, you know, a few years younger than me, named Ken Jansen. And we were all talking about how unbelievable he is, because younger guys don't play, you know, the standard so much anymore. But he plays anything and everything. And he's a fabulous arranger, too. And then Tom Virtue, who plays bass, has been with me as long as I have been married. We are not married, but we've been working together as long as my husband and I have been married, which is about 34 years.
It's beautiful.
And, yeah, Tom plays bass. And then Al Ferguson plays guitar, mm-hmm. probably one of the best damn guitar players I have ever heard. You know,
wonderful.
Just fabulous.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It made me feel so good. It was about, a month ago when I heard that you were performing again. Because when I came back to Denver in 1980 after being on the road basically all of the 70s, and it seemed like Karen Karsh was singing everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you owned this town.
Oh, I don't know about that. But then Mark was born in 86,
mm-hmm.
so, oh my gosh, that's a long time. So, you know, I kind of tried to do it all, Wayne, but you can't do it all.
Of course,
you know,
not.
And I just really felt like I needed to be there for him.
Well, that is certainly, you have your priorities straight. And it sounds like he's grown up to be a fine young man.
He's a fabulous kid.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Can I tell you how wonderful this is for me to get to be with you? And
oh, my God. I'll give you an hour to quit that.
Hey, you know, I'm just sitting here smiling across at you. It's just awesome.
Well, you know, you're such a talented lady. And you and Lanny and many others that I've met. Frankie Reno was on it. Of course, he was back in the day on Denver Police Department and a singing at night. And I have noticed, Karen, seriously, that the most talented people in this town are also the nicest.
Thank you so much.
It just astounds me.
You caught me on a good day, you know?